This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Seven and a half of the hour on the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan on the air speaking visually. I like to speak visually. Don't you, Jennifer?
Yes, I like to speak visually. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes, right. It's an art. Some people find it impossible to do that. Not us. We're wordsmiths. A matter of redefining the possible. All right, so what do we have that's cooking trending-wise, Jen?
Well, a little bit of health news. There is a medical journal. We always love these. I know, Doug, you get them delivered to your home by the dozen. These medical journals. You write for them, too, I know.
Right.
They published a study this week that links fluoride consumption during pregnancy with lower childhood IQs. So, If you have a real dummy, a friend in your class, you know, and he's not quite as smart as you, it's not necessarily the school or his parents. It's that the mom was drinking water with fluoride in it during her pregnancy. This is a finding that could undermine decades of public health messaging. It could also fire up conspiracy theorists who think that this could be intentional from the government. And, of course, it alarms mothers-to-be.
This is from the vacciner, the same vacciner stuff, but this has much more science attached to it, although I think there's a lot of science attached to certain vaccines that we ought to be careful of or stay away from. But fluoride has always been forever and ever and ever. I've been talking about fluoride for decades and how it is, if a baby, let's just use the crazy
thing. Fluoride in toothpaste, too. So if the mom's using toothpaste,
If a baby got a hold of a tube of toothpaste and ate the whole tube, the fluoride in it would kill him on the spot. That's how bad. Fluoride in the water, how this got started is beyond me. I don't know where it gets started or how it gets started or who, but this is like common speak. This is the group think stuff. Somebody starts with this, and it gets credibility, and it goes on forever without really any sustaining science that goes with it. Fluoride is just bad. It's
but
a poison,
it's been
for
celebrated.
God's sakes.
This is what this article is saying, is that the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention declared one of the 10 greatest public health achievements of the 20th century was adding fluoride to the water because it reduces tooth decay. 3/4 of the United States drinks fluoridated water. And what's interesting is that this journal that we're talking about here that released a study never really writes an editor's note with their reports. They just release them. But with this one, the research was so controversial to what we've known that they actually included an editor's note with it, saying the decision to publish it was not easy and that it was subjected to additional scrutiny. So
because
kind
of all
because
the power
it blows out all the past ideals that we
of
had.
The fluoride lobby, it's the same. I can remember how it's like when you put silver fillings in your mouth. American Dental Association stood by that for decades and decades and decades, and that's proven to be an unbelievable limitation on your health. Putting all that silver with that magnesium and
mercury, right?
Mercury in your mouth. It goes right to your brain. Causes Alzheimer's, dementia, you name it. Fluoride is it's beyond belief that this kind of stuff gains traction, just like a lot of the vaccine stuff that's beyond belief. Some of the vaccines are necessary, but are they this mania about giving everybody a shot for everything? It's no wonder we got a bunch of wimps. We got something going on in Massachusetts. The EEC, equine encephalitis, whatever the other equine something encephalitis, which is transmitted by mosquitoes. I remember when I was a kid, they used to go up and down the street and spray with DDT to kill the mosquitoes. It killed half the birds in the state as well. And so they all got off that, and the mosquitoes flourished, whatever. There's been a lot of rain this year, little puddles here and there, mosquitoes everywhere. So now There are a couple of cases in Massachusetts of equine encephalitis, and the state board of health's gone bananas. They've canceled everything. We have, like, my ice cream bus on the farm. It goes out, does nightly parties and things like that, concerts. That's, they've canceled them all. No more, because they're worried about people getting eaten, getting not eaten, but bitten by a mosquito that's carrying this. I remember when they sprayed when I was a kid, there were hundreds and hundreds of cases of this. And it kind of went away, and now it's back a little bit. And it's, you know, I don't know that it is dangerous. There's no question about that. It can cause death. It hasn't yet. But because of the group think that goes on, then nobody in the Board of Health around here said, wait a minute, let's examine this a little bit more. They just take the state says you should cancel everything, so cancel everything after dark. No more anything. And people want to go outside and enjoy the summer weather that's left. So I find that to be, that's from the same, it's all this group thing. Now, also in the medical world, ladies, 21 new measles cases have been reported, bringing the total number to 1,203. There were probably that many people in Framingham when I grew up who had measles. Not that anybody wants to have the measles, very uncomfortable. And back 20 years or so ago, measles, it kind of reminds me when I was a kid, the polio vaccine, with the production of that, it was declared over the polio problem. What Jack Stockwell, one of our doctors, will tell you, the problem was over before the vaccine came out. And so whether that's true or whether today, I'm safer
well,
if
look
I have
what
a
happened
child.
With Zika, same thing.
Yeah. Right.
The vaccine, I don't think it ever hit the market, but Zika just went away and it was gone before.
Yeah. Maybe once in a while you get an Ebola or Zika, somebody gets scared. But this is overreaction. This is more government control. It just is, we are just so dependent. We become so dependent on the government for everything. We can't think for ourselves. We've got to have a law that says you can't have your children in school unless they have a vaccination. They're all allergic to peanuts. This all goes back to us not being an agrarian society. And you think I'm being silly. I'm not. Kids that grew up around the farm, I'm a perfect example. I'm as healthy as a horse because I've been exposed gradually over the years to all kinds of bugs. You can imagine.
There is so much science that's backing up everything you're saying, though.
Yeah.
There have been a lot of studies about that. Playing in the dirt, kids just doing that, the microbiomes that you're exposed to, all of that. You're not being, I know we do tease you about things, but we won't about this one.
No,
you're 100%
and the
right.
antibacterial stuff that we're all killing ourselves with.
Oh my God. Yeah. Those sprays everywhere. You're going to be nuts to use that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It really
is. We created superbugs, and then and then our antibiotics can't deal with it. So they have to come up with all kinds of new stuff. It's horrible.
So here's the conspiratorial side of me. The bugs are created by the people who then create the antidote to them because it's good for business.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happens. A lot of this stuff is created in a laboratory, gets out. You know, some of these movies, remember Outbreak with Dustin Hoffman? And there have been some other movies like that and stories, novels written about the end of the world, another plague, that kind of stuff. Those things are. There was a movie with Keanu Reeves and Rachel Weisz, I think. Remember that? Morgan Freeman was in it. I think Donald Sutherland was a bad guy, if I'm not mistaken. But it was about these kids but they were young scientists who came up with some cure for something, and the people in the pharmaceutical company wanted to kill them. Because they didn't want to find a cure for the problem. That kind of stuff does exist, no question in my mind about it. I'm sure we'll hear some from the naysayers at Twitter. My handle is at Doug Steffen. Help yourself or go to facebook.com/DJV show or on at On Air Victoria, at Jennifer Warren, et cetera, at DJV show. Time for us now to think about encouraging lunchbox notes. Your children getting ready to go back to school? Encouraging writing these notes can make a very positive difference in your children the day they have in school. In the following story, Andy Solomon tells us about how your note can not only make an impact on your child, but also can help hundreds of hungry kids all around the country.
With back to school in full swing, Frito-Lay Variety Packs is bringing back Snackable Notes, a new take on the classic lunch note that keeps parents and kids connected with personal messages written on the packages, this time in support of a great cause. Rashida Boyd, Senior Marketing Director at Frito-Lay.
As part of Frito-Lay's long-term partnership with Feed the Children, we are giving families a way to help end childhood hunger. Between now and October 15th, every note submitted or created on SnackableNotes.com, Frito-Lay Variety Packs will make a dollar donation to the organization, supplementing up to 2 million meals to families in need.
Snackable Notes were created with the belief that simple words of encouragement can significantly impact a student's self-esteem.
Positive words of support can provide the confidence needed for students to advance their education and ultimately help break the cycle of poverty.
Find the Frito-Lay Variety Pack Snackable Notes at retailers nationwide or send your virtual notes at snackablenotes.com.
Dried Formula 14 from Sierra Sil is a game changer if you live with aches and pains. Listeners from all around the country are feeling the relief. Jane wrote in raving about what Joint Formula 14 did for her old sports aches, and for me, old farm pains and chasing my darling Daisy May around the house. How about you? You can be ache-free. Go to achefree.live. Even if you've tried glucosamine and chondroitin, Joint Formula 14 is different. You get relief or you get your money back. Call 877-743-7720. Ask about the half-off offer using the promo code DJV. If you're living with aches, you don't have to. You can feel better. Go online to achefree.live. That's achefree.live. Special 50% offer right now using the DJV code. Get it online or at 877-743-7720 to feel better in 14 days or your money back.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-355-1493. 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
So have you ever heard it said that you don't really realize what you have until it's gone? I saw a picture of myself from over a year ago on social media, and seeing the progress that I've made felt great. I'm Phil, and I'm achieving my goals of losing weight and improving my health with Calitrin. I have lost 60 pounds, and it's helping me sleep better at night. Calitrin, it's science-based with 20 years of results, a safe, natural, and healthy way to lose weight without caffeine or stimulants. It's actually good for you. It gives your body back what it needs, and you're losing weight at a slow, steady pace, so you actually keep the weight off that you do lose. And the best part is, you enjoy all of the same foods you've always loved with your family and friends. And Calitrin, it doesn't interfere with any medications. Now, if you've got any questions about the product at all, you can call my friends there. They have live representatives who answer the phone, and they're always happy to talk with you. It's 833-TOP-LOSS or online. It's TopLoss.com. Again, that's 833-TOP-LOSS or TopLoss.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
So apparently Jeffrey Epstein signed a will a couple of days before he may have been killed or whatever happened to him. $56 million in cash, $577 million in other assets. So his estate is now up for grabs, as it were. And so, you know, all those people involved in sex trafficking maybe can clean out his bank account. Who knows? There's some hope for them, anyway. 21 after the hour.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You can play life and say it's okay. You can play smile and just walk away. Pretty much take your way. Do anything, but you can't cry. Pretty.
So, visiting triumvirate here, hosting the CMA Awards. Reba McEntire already announced. Dolly Parton already announced. And now the 53rd Annual CMA Awards, coming to Nashville in November, has a new host, Carrie Underwood.
It's kind of the opposite host of that, but yeah. Carrie, well, Dolly and Reba were just announced. Carrie's been doing it
Carrie's
for 13,
been doing it for a while.
Yeah, 12 right. years, whatever.
That's an
yeah.
interesting combination.
It's going to be great. I am so excited for this.
Yeah, it'd be nice. Legendary women in country music is what they're celebrating at, let's see, the three of them together hold 124 CMA Awards, all told, nominations, and 22 total wins. 11 of those wins are for Female Vocalist of the Year. 53rd Annual CMA Awards celebrating the legacy of women within country music. You think they're making too much now of this, the shortage of women? You think it's going to backfire because there's so much focus now on the women who are good in country music? I'm just wondering out loud.
No, it's still not getting radio play, so...
Yeah. No, it's because...
It's getting better, slowly, but... Yeah. Man.
CMA Award broadcasts in Nashville, ABC, 8 o'clock on the November... What is that? Probably Sunday night, November 13th, I think it is. Nominees for the award show will be revealed later this month. This marks the 12th consecutive year that Underwood is serving as co-host for the show, which has her... Vince Gill hosted or co-hosted the CMAs 12 years in a row in the 90s into the early 2000s. Additionally, McEntire and Parton, a previous CMA Award host as well. Parton hosted the CMAs in 88. McEntire hosted or co-hosted 3 years running from 90 to 92. The news also marks the first time in 11 years Brad Paisley is not going to co-host the show with Underwood. Paisley,
they were a great match.
Yeah, I know. They're so cute together.
So why
but
did they not
cool
bring
change.
Him back? Why did they? Just because they want to celebrate the women?
I have a feeling that he's going to pop up somehow.
Yeah, he had something going on where he couldn't do the whole show, probably.
Yeah, all right, so that's the latest on the 53rd Annual CMA Awards. Music is our focus in this portion of every hour on the DJV program. Jennifer loves Jason Aldean, so let's talk about him. All right, going back to Vegas for a three-night the concert series. It's entitled Jason Aldean Ride All Night Vegas. Concert launches December 6th.
Try that.
Careful.
What? No, the show. I'd like to try to go see the show.
Three consecutive nights at Park Theater in the Park MGM. He said, quote, I've wanted to bring our show back to Vegas for a while now, and the timing feels right. Going back to pack up the show, set it up for a couple of days, and hang out with our Vegas family. Looking forward to being back. So three concerts, December 6th, 7th, and 8th. And those go on sale to the general public this coming Friday. On sale this Friday. Aldean joins the ranks of a number of country artists performing a series of select dates. We were talking about George Strait the other day.
And remember, this is pretty significant for Jason Aldean to go back to Vegas because he was the one playing during the shooting.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes, right. Yep, yep. Let's see, who else has done some of these stints there? Reba, Brooks and Dunn, residency, have been staples there over the past couple of years. Florida-Georgia Line, Shania Twain, Lady Antebellum, also hosting residency shows in Vegas recently. Additionally, Aldean's 2019 has been memorable. In April, he was awarded the Dick Clark Artist of the Decade Award at the ACM Awards in Vegas. He said, I was kind of blown away. I mean, for one, it came out of left field for me. I didn't even know that it was coming up. Obviously, I look back on the last 10 years. We've had a great run, but at the end, there are a lot of artists in country that have had a great run over 10 years, and so...
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A new report with claims about what Jeffrey Epstein, the convicted sex offender and millionaire, may have been doing in the hours just before his death. The New York Post says the wealthy financier signed a will just 2 days before he apparently took his own life in a federal jail in Manhattan. It lists assets of nearly $580 million. Legal analyst Danny Cavallos says getting his affairs in order doesn't necessarily mean he was planning to take his own life.
He was visiting with his lawyers up to 10 hours or so a day. And when you have that much time with your lawyers, you probably go over all the things you've been putting off generally. That wouldn't have necessarily been cause for alarm.
Planned Parenthood says it's leaving the federal family planning program rather than comply with new federal abortion restrictions. And this is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Top 34 at the hour on the DJV program. We got our DJV podcast at djvshow.com. Hear what's going on. All the features, all the players. We are focused on trending things here. Jennifer Horn is trending. Victoria Keelan is trending. Kara Schoen trending. I'm trending. And so is the food department here. Where we have...
Yeah. Mario Batali is trending. Yep.
Mario Batali, really?
Yes. Another door has closed for Mr. Batali. Of course, he's the celebrity chef who once starred on numerous Food Network shows. He had his own restaurant empire. He was on one of the co-hosts and the, I believe, the creator of The Chew, that show that was on ABC for a while. And then he was accused by several women of being inappropriate and sexual assault, sexual innuendo, all kinds of stuff. that have apparently that it went on in his restaurants and just people who were around him, and that has essentially canceled his entire empire. And now the Italian food retailer Eataly, which Mario Batali has been basically, Eataly and Batali are synonymous. They have dozens of locations around the world. This, and in New York City especially, Eataly is a destination. It's a it's an open market that is reminiscent of going through an Italian open market. There's seafood and cheese and wine, and it's really just a haven of for foodies. And so now they have broken away from him. They've officially said goodbye. They bought out his stake in the company, and he will no longer have anything to do with them. So this is not good news for him. The New York City Police Department and law enforcement officials in Suffolk County and Boston, they're both conducting criminal investigations against Mario Batali right now. Up in Boston, the district attorney has already filed charges against him for indecent assault and battery. If he was found guilty, he could face prison time and would have to be registered as a sex offender. And so this is, these are not just, you know, minor allegations. This is definitely something that is going to haunt him for a while. His former hospitality, the B&H Hospitality Group, which was his former restaurant group, they severed ties with him last year. They have 25 restaurants and wine shops and Eataly marketplaces around the world. And that group is also behind fellow celebrity chefs Joe Bastianich and his mother Lydia Bastianich, Nancy Silverton, lots of really big names in the food world. And so they've already distanced themselves from him. And so this is, you know, probably the final thing that will be maybe the last time we hear from Mario Batali.
If he beats the charges,
you never know. He could always make a comeback. But it doesn't seem like that's the way it's going.
No. All right. How many people here buy bottled water? Raise your hands, please.
I make my own.
Sometimes I bring my own.
How much?
Yeah.
What's the average price for a bottle of water where you are, Jennifer?
Like $1.50. Depends on what kind of water you want.
Yeah. What about you? What's the price you're paying, Victoria, there?
You know, I got the, I don't know if you guys have heard of Core Water. It's got electrolytes and minerals and all kinds of pH balance. So I bought two of those bottles at 7-Eleven on Friday after spin class, and they were $2 for $3, which was a good deal.
That's real. Okay, so there's an upstart business hoping to persuade you and others like you that there is a need for using ice that is not just out of the tap. If you're buying purified water, you need to buy purified ice cubes as well. There's a new company called Aqua Ice. They serve in trays, plastic trays, ice, which is, according to them, purified. So that you don't get just whatever comes out of the tap. If you're buying things that are supposedly good for you, then why wouldn't you want to have good, really pristine, sealed-off ice cubes in ice cube trays? Filtered water, worth more money. Each tray costs $3.99 from Aqua Ice. I haven't actually seen. They're in Ohio. I haven't seen. There are, like, here's a store. The company is in Dublin, Ohio, and a store there is selling them for $5. 50 cubes of ice for $5. So is that 10 cents a piece? Would you use it? Is what the heck is that? That sounds like a pretty good business, actually.
I know, right?
Yeah. Huh? Well, how is this different from buying a bag of ice that's filtered water?
Is it filtered?
Yeah.
How do you know whether the ice?
Well,
the last time
I bought a bag of ice for a party, it said filtered.
Really? So, is filtered the same as purified?
Essentially, yeah.
One of the same?
Depends on how they filter it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So is there, but there has been a lot of money made on water when you look around. I wonder if there can be a lot of money. Is this something that one might invest in? Apparently, they've been selling about 16 million cases of this stuff a year, this one company. And they've only been in business for a couple of years. That's a lot of ice. And pretty profitable, too, it looks like. So purified ice, ladies and gentlemen, something for you to consider. Here's some other food-related news. Those shopping carts. Now, have you seen... Remember what I was saying earlier about too much technology, Victoria?
Mm-hmm.
Here's a new shopping cart that warns you you're buying too much junk food.
That's cool.
Using technology.
Did you need your shopping cart to tell you that? You probably don't care.
Right. It warns consumers if too much junk food is being put into the basket. This is a new high-tech device to be equipped with a computer screen and barcode scanner that looks at calorie counts, nutrition, that sort of thing. The company says it will help cut down on the need for a lot of food packaging and help the environment as well.
Grocery stores will never do this. They want you to buy junk food. They're not going to put these in their store.
Right.
So what does it do if you load junk food into the cart? What does it do?
It's a warning. It's a warning.
Does it have snarky comments?
It should have like on a fatty.
It should be like snarky comments. Like, someone's on a health kick.
Hey, you want to fit out of the grocery store door? Put those Oreos back.
Yeah. Hey, wide load. Yeah, exactly.
Wide load. All right, so there's technology. Actually, speaking about technology, we're going to talk with Rick Smith in a moment about the book he's written, The End of Killing, exploring how technology can help solve the world's great problems. We'll see if we buy into that right after this here on the DJV Show.
This report is sponsored by Cooper Tires. As summer comes to an end and the seasons change, it's important to take a moment and check your tires. Drivers should always check tires when there are major shifts in temperature and before any road trips. With the busy end of summer Labor Day travel weekend approaching, it's the perfect time for a tire check safety moment. Jessica Edgerton, Director of Brand Development, Cooper Tires.
We encourage all drivers to check their tires monthly with a simple routine. Tires are the only part of your vehicle connecting it to the road, so it's important to regularly check your tread depth, tire pressure, and the overall condition of the tire.
Cooper offers tires for all seasons as well as helpful safety and maintenance tips. One tip for checking the tread on your tires is by inserting a U.S. penny with Lincoln's head facing down. If the top of his head is visible at any point around the tire, it's time to replace it. Take a moment before this holiday weekend and check your tires. For more, visit www.coopertire.com. Again, that's www.coopertire.com.
Oftentimes you hear me talking on the air, lauding, referring to what Calitrin does. Not only if you're staying on the program and follow the directions will you lose the weight, but you stay with it and you keep the weight off. Isn't that really what most people want?
That's right, and that's what most people do, Doug. You know, Calitrin is different because it is drug-free. You know, it's collagen. You're born with it. You lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. No stimulants. Doesn't interact with any medications, no matter what you're taking. Even if you're a heart patient, you're a diabetic, you're on blood pressure meds. And it is a product that you can stay on for life. You can get off once you've reached your goal, or you can go on a maintenance.
Calitrin, the number one healthiest choice for weight loss. Buy three bottles, get two free, get 10% off the entire package and free shipping. But act now so you get on the weight program and lose the weight. Use the code DJV at toploss.com.
Let's consider the secret life of the innermost nesting doll. Living most of her life in the dark, inside the other nesting dolls, she has plenty of time to think, if she could. Sadly, she has no brain. However, when an innermost nesting doll hears that Geico not only saves people money, but also has been providing great service for over 75 years, she thinks it's obvious you should switch. Because yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. Pity the innermost nesting doll and her lot in life.
Great news. There's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on your car insurance. 44 at the hour now on the DJV program. There's a new book out called The End of Killing, which explores how technology can help solve some of the world's greatest problems. The author is a gentleman who's the CEO of Axon, which is a leader of connected technologies for public safety. His name is Rick Smith. Rick, welcome to the DJV program.
Hey, thanks for having me on this morning.
All right, so our focus here to begin with is this book, The End of Killing. Why that title?
Well, I was at a dinner party, and somebody asked me what I believe that no one else believes, and I told them that I believe we're getting to the end of war and the end of killing in society. And people thought I was pretty crazy, but once I explained some of the trends that are happening, a couple of people said, you know what, this is fascinating. You should write a book about it. And so that's what I've done here, is to share a more practical viewpoint about how we can get out of this challenging situation where, you know, we have public shootings and gun crimes and all these sort of terrible things that happen in the world, I think we're making progress on bringing them to an end here.
Well, that'd be nice. The news media doesn't share your optimism, but that's because it's not in their best interest. And that ought to be something that we talk about. Murder and mayhem, confusion, upset, scaring people, fear-based thinking, all that is the mainstay of the news media. And without it, they're out of business. So maybe you can put the news media out of business with this.
Yeah. Well, you know, Steven Pinker from Harvard, you know, he's famously studied this phenomenon that you're talking about, how we over-perceive how dangerous the world is because it gets our attention and that sells clicks and it sells newspapers. But in fact, you know, human society is 99% less deadly than it was a couple hundred years ago.
Wow, that's far less violent. I want to remember that. Let's all of us remember that, ladies. All of us remember, according to the stats then. Who has done the statistics, Rick? Who's in charge of coming up with these numbers?
Yep. So Steven Pinker is a Harvard researcher who wrote a book called Better Angels of Our Nature that documents the declines in violence from, really think about medieval Europe a few hundred years ago. It sounds quite romantic, but it was an incredibly violent place where everybody had to protect their own interests on the tip of a sword. And now we live in much more tranquil societies. Yes, there are still some crimes that occur, but with far less frequency than they used to.
Yeah, that's that's really a very interesting point. You get me to think. I guess that's the point of the book. Again, the book is called The End of Killing. This does get us to think about where the information is and how it applies. And even though we have all these headlines that are in the best interests of the news media, we call Monday morning mayhem here on this program, because there's always some violent struggle. Somebody gets killed, run over by a car, explosions in some, there was some event this past weekend. But, you know, when you get right down to it, the height of anger and fear and killing would be World War II, I suppose. Yeah, we're moving, even though we have these skirmishes around, but wouldn't that be considered the height of killing?
Believe it or not, actually, no, it was worse in the prior centuries. So certainly the industrialized killing of World War II is terrible. But you go back another couple hundred years and you had just regular violence in every tribal society. You know, medieval Europe was actually a very violent place. Villages constantly raiding the village next door. They would publicly execute the local criminals. In the town square, right, they had public hangings and guillotinings, and this violence pervaded every aspect of life in a way that today, you know, we might see it on Game of Thrones or on television, but we certainly don't see it unless you happen to live in one of a very small number of places, like being in, you know, Raqqa, Syria or something, where the world is falling apart. In the vast majority of the world, it's actually very peaceful compared to any other time in human history.
And all right, so we got a few seconds left here. Your book talks about technology changing how we use weapons or think about weapons. How so?
Well, you know, most today, if you kill someone, there's only one reason you're allowed to do it, and that is to defend yourself. Well, we can imagine weapons like Captain Kirk's phaser from Star Trek that can defend you just as well or better without killing someone. And in fact, those weapons are starting to arrive. That's my personal goal. We make the taser weapons used by police. And part of the rationale for the book is to prepare the world that within the next 10 years, I believe we're going to see non-lethal weapons outperform even the lethal weapons. And then it just won't make sense to shoot and kill people anymore.
Wow. This is a great philosophy. I'm on board with that. That's good. I'm glad we got a chance to talk about the book and to meet you, Rick. Thank you for explaining this. The book is called The End of Killing. I want to check it out. Rick Smith here on the DJV program, 10 before the hour.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. They're real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Doctor, 53 after the hour now. Health, Doug Steffen presenting Dr. Jack Stockwell with another thought. One of the great things about you and I together, and anytime we have encounters, or I think this is might be my radio MO. I'm always interested in more information, and it usually pertains to me because I'm curious and I want to know more about things, and in doing that, by virtue of doing that, we certainly help a lot of people. I was actually thinking about this article yesterday, because one of the fellows that works with me, he's been around all summer, but I just decided yesterday he was lazy. He couldn't keep up with me, and he's about one-third my age, and he's overweight and, you know, stuff like that. So when you think about what people are, we were just talking about the value and virtue of technology, which has its blessings, but curses as well. And regular physical exercise just has gone out the window with a lot of people, right?
Oh, the soma of today, of course, is social media and television. And the race between the various networks to have the more controversial show possible.
Yeah.
No one can leave the TV screen anymore.
Yeah.
So the TV, for instance, the TV in our bedroom quit working about 3 or 4 months ago because it's like 15 years old. We have not replaced it and have no intention of replacing it.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can get other exercise there. I guess I won't go off on that tangent. But there is the walking thing. We've been talking off and on the last few months about walking, those things that tell you how many steps you've taken, whether you need 10,000 a day or whatever it is that you need. But a lot of people that are my age are all worked up about this kind of stuff. Does it prevent disabilities as you get older? I think, you know, it would seem to make sense that it does. So what's
the human body is the essential example of use it or lose it.
Mm-hmm.
And your muscles, your bones, your brain, your heart, none of these things are static. None of these things are like your automobile that runs until it runs out of gas and everything else just stays in place.
Stops, yeah.
Your body is constantly changing. The dynamic of all the expressive energy inside the body adapts to what you require of it. And so this study that this Northwestern University's Feinberg School of Medicine, you know, just 10 minutes. It doesn't seem like that long, but it's the minimum threshold that older people, if they can just do a brisk walk of 10 minutes. Now, brisk, you know, you're going to lose your breath or at least up to the point where you have difficulty talking. That's a brisk walk. We're not talking about jogging. We're just to the point where you start to lose your breath. 10 minutes a day. According to the preventative medicine.
Doing that, I cross the barnyard.
Yeah.
You've never been here to the farm, but I cross the barnyard, I bet you, a dozen times a day. And each time I do it, not only do I walk very quickly, take deep breaths, but I also, I was taught by somebody, this is good for your body and your brain, for whatever the reason, to when you step on your right foot, your left arm should be moving. Step on your left foot, your right arm should be moving. You're familiar with that and what it does to...
I check it out with many patients after I've worked with them during the day. Yes,
you do.
I have them do about a 25, 30-foot walk down a hallway and back to me because I want to watch the coordination of the left and right side of the brain as well as the body.
Mm-hmm. So that's another thing. If you're going to take this, do a 10-minute brisk walk, do it that way. And you know what else I have found? And I don't think you told me about this. I think somebody else told me. Stand on one foot at a time for 30 seconds.
Yes.
And that's great for your brain, apparently.
Yes.
And all of these things, you got to have, and it makes sense that brisk walking, you're going to get the blood to the brain, too. All this stuff is very good for everything. So good for you. Thank you for the update on walking and why it should be a brisk walk. It'll help you lose weight, along with I talk all the time about the most important weight loss formula to come along for decades, mostly because it is, as Jack and I both want you to know, stimulant-free, drug-free. This is the choice to lose weight safely and keep it off. Years from now, you'll be more disappointed if you haven't paid attention, done what Jack is talking about. Take that exercise break. We were talking earlier about a new supermarket wagon that is going to scan barcodes and tell you when you bought too much junk food. So that may be a good tool. And Calitrin certainly is a great tool to have. America's number one choice now for healthy weight loss for over 20 years is Calitrin. Find it at Calitrin.com or TopLoss.com. This week's special, using the DJV code, buy 3 bottles, get 2 free with an additional 10% off, free shipping as well. DJV code necessary. Lose the weight with Calitrin at TopLoss.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.